Where this is not the case, they often stay under the protection of further and higher developed intelligences, whose technical abilities reach the last perfection. This is the only way to preserve peace and not bring death and destruction over the universe. This must be told to Earth at EMS humanity because they are still very spiritually weak. Pleiadians not allowed to interfere with others here. Although not all extraterrestrials have good intentions on Earth, the Pleiadians must respect the fact that every living form is justified in their existence here and is free to have their own judgments. They are not allowed to exercise any powerful influences if there is no threat to life. Otherwise, they can only offer advice. In addition to other extraterrestrial races, there are splinter groups of the early Pleiadian race who have remained on Earth as well as on other worlds. They continuously try to influence people to believe as they desire. They have even appeared as deities or messengers of a god to influence people here. They seek to keep humanity dependent upon Stoic beliefs of religious heresies and other things in order to beat them into submission for their own control. The more religious humanity is, or becomes, the better chance they have to accomplish their objectives of world domination. If they become successful, then mankind would fall once more into religious confusion and cause governments to begin new bloody religious conquests. Truths are kept hidden by religious delusion. In addition to using charlatans and deceivers, they also make contact with certain individuals and deceive them with hallucinations and projected illusions of appearances of many kinds. Other ETs on Earth are of different evolution levels. There are other extraterrestrials in earthly space that are of low levels in evolution and are only a few hundred or even 1,243 years in advance of Earth humans. They are able to meet and communicate with average human beings and come to an understanding with them. They often behave like governors and even influence people to be led astray by earthly religions. This causes much higher developed entities in the universe to interfere in order to prevent evil consequences. For, wherever religions are instituted, chaos, slavery, exploitation, and spiritual degeneration soon follow. Many leaders of Earth are unconsciously led astray. Every cosmic world has very few highly developed entities while the average form stands at a lower level of evolution, as on Earth. The highly developed beings of such worlds, the prophets, only appear at given times when it is necessary. On Earth, this has only occurred again now after nearly 2,000 years. But, there are other entities of low intelligence who are hungry for power and want to hold certain people above humanity for religious heresies in order to strip mankind of their spiritual abilities. There are many menaces and dangers behind contacts with these beings, which unfortunately, Earth humans are only able to recognize when evil wars and catastrophes have occurred. Many powerful leaders on Earth are wickedly influenced unconsciously by such entities to initiate the desired death, damage, ignorance, condemnation, hate, and destruction. People are influenced religiously by evil ETs. This has occurred in political, as well as religious fields in order to commit mass murder and cause catastrophes. The individuals that are influenced by these evil entities belong to any religion, which forms the essential nourishing ground for influences, delusions of God, Jesus Christ, Satan, or some other figure are transmitted with orders for them to murder or commit some other hideous act. They present themselves as AS sent by God, AA keepers of peace, AA guardians of the universe, AA angels, AA follower of Jesus Christ, and as AA praise and heal announcers. But, when mankind releases themselves from these deathly religions, then the wicked extraterrestrial beings will lose their power. Truth, logic, and observance of creational laws will govern humanity and the evil will no longer exist. Some evil-minded ETs lost here are not important. 31.P 375, 376. There are bad minded intelligent races that come from the universe to hunt the Earth or they lose their way here. There are not many of these and they are of little importance. Pleiadians are reluctant to be seen by Earth humans. Pleiadians are reluctant to be seen by Earth humans because there are other beings of extraterrestrial origin who make contact with Earth humans. This happened much more frequently millenniums ago because many people then knew about the existence of the AO Heavenly Sansa. They were in regular communications with people and even traded with them. But, due to the interference by evil, inclined elements of earthly and extraterrestrial origin, these contacts decreased and the knowledge of extraterrestrial intelligences were lost. Secretly, less beneficial races built stations on the Earth, as well as on neighboring planets, and fostered cults. There were also less evil-minded intelligences that endeavored to assist in the proper evolution of humanity because they were descended from them. They could not appear publicly because knowledge of their existence had become lost to the Earth humans. A sudden reappearance of them could be catastrophic. But still, prophets were chosen and prepared to work for this intention. When this solar system moved into the age of Pisces, the way was cleared for an opportunity to enter Earth space without being noticed. At that time, humanity had degenerated so far that an official appearance by extraterrestrials would have been attacked. So, considering these factors, landings of spacecraft are done secretly and contacts with Earth humans are done quietly and alone. When epochs change, so do the minds of planetary inhabitants, which is occurring now on Earth. The age of Pisces was characterized by religious fanaticism. Then, the birth pains of the age of Aquarius began and humanity started to listen inside of itself. They started to think, explore, and suddenly recognized the logic only of truth. In a short time, they developed their thinking abilities. This is one of the main reasons why certain human beings are being contacted by extraterrestrial forms of life again. The present age of Aquarius demands thinking and spiritual evolution of the humans on Earth. This cannot be achieved by seeing and listening with only the physical organs, but only by reason thought. If extraterrestrials were to appear officially in their spacecraft, the ability for deliberation and thought would suffer. Humanity's interest would be short-lived and they would no longer care. Their interest is only aroused by secrets for which they can hunt and find solutions. Weapons are necessary. Neither the Pleiadians, nor any other form of life can do without weapons. Every single race in the universe have weapons of some kind, as on Earth. There is not always peace in the universe because there are innumerable worlds that are inhabited by different creatures of human and non-human form. Many of them have not reached a level of balance and use their weapons for attacks on other creatures. They cannot be allowed to simply eradicate and slaughter life. So, it is necessary for every entity to defend itself. That is a law of creation, which is expressed in nature quite adequately. Next headline, races. The following sub-sections describe various extraterrestrial races which include, Akkart, Agata, Dulls, Dismen, Dwarfs, Exes, Giants, Kartag, Laser, Lyrians, Neba, Nazar, Taro, Time Travelers, and Zeta Reticulans. Akkart. Akkart, planet in the next inhabited star system. Remark that Wendell Stevens has translated a book written by a man who in the 50s was abducted to that planet Akkart. Google this title, Akkart UFO, to find it. End of remark. Goes on here from the book Pleiad Mission. The nearest inhabited system to this solar system is around 5 light years from Earth. It has different planets that are inhabited by human forms of life that differ only slightly from humans on Earth. They are some years in advance of Earth humans spiritually, as well as technologically. They have already achieved space flight in primitive form and often visit Earth. Because their cosmic flight capabilities are very limited, they must rely on space stations which they have constructed midway between their world and Earth. However, they experience severe body pain with their space travels, so they must narcotize themselves for longer journeys into the cosmos. They come to Earth because their home world, which is no larger than Earth, suffers from overcrowding and requires huge quantities of food. For that reason, beings from the planet Akkart come to Earth often to collect plants, vegetables, fruits, and grains to nourish their population of 23 billion. They are usually satisfied with taking seeds and plant stocks which they can grow on a cart. They also collect nourishment from other, less populated worlds which they often visit. They are of rather peaceful character and have had to suffer much in previous centuries. Today, they live under a dictatorship and have relatively better living conditions. Their great problem is overcrowding, which they could relieve by emigration, but their technology does not enable them to solve space transportation on a sufficient scale to be of any help. Other races rarely travel there. The reason that no one assists their overcrowded race is because they have not progressed far enough in their development to offer them greater technical or spiritual help. They are too caught up in material and worldly things and are not allowed access to greater power. Agartha, underground city. Agartha, subterranean, part of Mu, built by Lyrens 55.187, after the great continent of Atlantis was damaged by war and sank into the sea. The city of Mu became the Gobi Desert in China and only remains now as the subterranean town of Agartha, Agartha Alpha and Beta. Agartha is built in two parts, called Alpha and Beta. Agartha Alpha, which is located several hundred meters below the Gobi Desert, is about a sixth the size of Zurich, and Agartha Beta is about a quarter smaller. The satellite town of Agartha Beta is located below the Himalayas. In addition to the actual town, Agartha Beta comprises an immense area of cave systems which were previously inhabited, but not now. Agartha Beta was the government center which governed both Agarthas. Both towns were connected by a tunnel that measured 200 feet wide and 130 feet high. But, this tunnel was nearly completely destroyed by the great catastrophe of Gobi and was never repaired. Today, there still exists a small connecting tunnel which enables a small amount of traffic to pass. The regent of Agartha would never show himself to the world at TMS public, for there is neither any reason nor interest to do so. If he were to do so, it would cause too many dangers for the Agarthas and their inhabitants. Dulls. At the end of the universe, Galtos, last star in the space they were in, through a tunnel into the dull universe. Near one end of the universe, the space is nearly vacant of all stars. The last great star in that part of the universe is called Galtos. It is twice as large as the Earth and emits a very intensive light force. Around it, there are 11 blue planets, but only 5 are visible to the naked eye. There is no life in this solar system. At the end of our universe, there is a doorway to another universe known as the Dull Universe, with a long tunnel that measures 77 kilometers wide and 1.3 million kilometers long. At the other end of the tunnel, innumerable stars can once again be seen. There are human beings in this universe that are very similar to Earth humans. Please refer to sections 6.4.4 and 6.4.8 for information about two females from Timor in the Dull Universe by the names of Askit and Nera. Dulls don't differentiate between the sexes. There is no difference in the worth between males and females in the Dull race, as there is on Earth. Both sexes are acknowledged as having the same value. Because of this, their spacecraft are commanded by males and females, and both sexes alternatively fill the different posts on board their ships. Personal feelings not outwardly shown. The beings from the Dull Universe are plain human creatures with feelings that move them. But, they do not always show their feelings. They believe that it is not always good to reveal their feelings. Dismon. Humans lived like in our Middle Ages. 960 light years from our solar system, there is the galaxy of Asap. There, the planet Dismon is inhabited by human beings that live a lifestyle that is equivalent to the Middle Ages on Earth. They live in greater villages like those in Earth's oriental regions. A second nomadic race also lives there in huts made from plants and bushes. There is a giant sun in their solar system which will die after some millenniums. They have a moon that is 4 times the size of Earth's moon, which will rush into the giant sun in about 3,200 years because the three cosmic bodies work slowly towards one another. The humans on Dismon should develop technologies by then which will enable them to escape the planet. But, if this does not happen, Then help from outside will be brought in. This is an obligation to cosmic law. Extraterrestrial visitors to that world are not able to talk with those humans and must hide behind protective screens. They are only allowed to be seen where the concerns for normal evolution allow it. Dwarfs. December 7, 1976. A dwarf race visited the Earth. On December 7, 1976, Mayer discovered traces of a spacecraft that had landed in a clearing in a forest. The craft left traces with a circumference of about 3.5 meters and there were small footprints. These traces were from extraterrestrial visitors that were very small human beings. They measured only 110 centimeters in size. They live on a small planet from an unknown solar system. They came to Earth because of an involuntary shift in time due to a faulty manipulation of their insufficient space drive technology. Their craft was an expedition ship that was commanded by two scientists that took plants, ice, and water for analysis while a third one watched the environment from a floating device. They were assisted by the Pleiadians with a leap in time back to their home world. Dwarf ET Group, 4 ETs visited, 115 centimeters tall. 4 small extraterrestrial human beings from a smaller neighboring planet to the Pleiadiana TMS homeworld of Era visited the Earth. They measure only 115 centimeters tall. They belong to a group that is connected to an alliance with the Pleiadians and are cooperating with them. They analyze traces of radiation and subterranean shifts in the Earth which are caused by different inner world factors. During their excursions, they must wear space drive suits because they do not breathe oxygen. They purified Meyer TMS building, especially the cellar, from radiation and fluids that settled there. They remain invisible in order to prevent dangerous situations. X's system in Duran Galaxy. Galaxy of Duran, the system of X's. 480 quadrillion light years from Earth. In the galaxy Duran, the system X's has a star cluster that consists of only volcanic worlds which radiate their own light power. It is still rather dark on these worlds. The light only penetrates to the outside, but is not able to illuminate the world's surfaces. Giants. Giants and titans once lived on Earth. The Pleiadian forefathers were mixed races of different colors and sizes. The smallest were just 50 centimeters tall, while the largest and most wicked ones reached 12 meters high. Their appearance was also different, with some of them only remotely resembling human forms. The ones that were too evil-minded eventually died out or killed one another. They often crept far away and outlived the others by thousands of years when the average lifespan was 15,000 years. But, they also eventually died or became victims of human beings. Today, there are only 7 of these giants still alive on Earth. They keep themselves so well hidden, that they will never be found and will eventually die of natural causes. More frequently than these giants on Earth, are the Titans and Cyclopes. They have often served important and power-hungry kings. They were known as Goliaths and were used especially for war purposes. Giants. There were tall, red-haired extraterrestrial beings in Peru, who the Chanca or Chunca Indians of Peru were descended from. Their average height was 7 feet tall. They retreated to a subterranean village 500 years ago, but they also live in huts above ground. Their lineage also traces to the Incas, who kidnapped white women. Giants of Easter Island. The events of the past at Easter Island and the country of Tiwanaku are connected. These two places are more than 5,000 kilometers apart, but have a direct connection between them. These areas were colonized by immigrating hordes of deserters from the Liran system 13,000 years ago until only 2,548 years ago. They had a gigantic body structure that measured nearly 11 meters tall. They were led by a semi-ishwish by the name of Viruka Koga. He was very old and greedy for government. With his position and cruel leadership, he conquered the highlands of Tiwanaku and Easter Island. After this victory, he settled with a small bodyguard of cherubim on a small island before Easter Island, which is known today as Mota Nui or similar. The cherubim were part animal and part human that appeared bird-like. Mo means bird in their ancient language, so the island was called Mo Isle or the Island of Bird Humans. The inhabitants of Tioneko and Easter Island were procreations of immigrated extraterrestrial entities of earlier epochs of time. The giant race educated the humans with great knowledge and taught them to operate their machines. They were even taught about stonemasonry and the giants were celebrated as gods. With the help of the giants and their machinery, the ancient inhabitants created the tall head formations from lava stones and erected them all over the island. They also created egg-shaped stones because the spacecraft of the giants had this form. Similar events happened in Pisco, Nazca, and Sacsayhuaman because the giants had settled there as well. After several millennium, the giants were suddenly stricken by an epidemic, which took the lives of many of them. They suddenly departed the Earth in their spaceships and vanished into the cosmos without a trace. Giants. Other races of the giant extraterrestrials colonized all continents on Earth as well as did the Titans, Cyclops, and dwarf-sized entities. They settled and left again or perished. The Greek gods and semi-gods were a splinter group of descendants of the Hyperboreans. Hercules was about 3 meters tall, Noah was 3.1 meters, and Adam was less than 4 meters tall. The ancient king and semi-god Gilgamesh was 7.5 meters tall. Petrified 90 centimeters footprints of adolescent giants. In different places around the Earth, there are petrified footprints of human beings that measure 90 centimeters in length. The giants that made those footprints were between 6 to 6.5 meters tall. But, the ones who made the footprints were not fully grown and were a bit smaller than an adult. 6.3.8 Kartag, planet of the Nerp system in the Aratum galaxy. Kartag similar in evolution to Earth humans. Among many worlds that are similar to Earth with humans in nearly the same level of development, is the planet called Kartag in the solar system of Nerp within the Aratum galaxy. The humans the war against each other with the use of atomic weapons. They are under the control of a highly developed form of life that endeavors to prevent a catastrophe there. Kartagian life is at an important point in their evolution near the end of their atomic age. They still destroy one another with atomic bombs, but this will not last long because they will agree with the controlling entities. Even though they will become reasonable, they still had to endure natural evolution and interference from outside is only possible in very few cases. Even if thousands of humans die, interference is only possible if a catastrophe of extra-planetary extension is recognized. This means that the inhabitants of a whole world can be completely destroyed if the greater system is not menaced. Each creature must take its own path of evolution, even if it includes self-destruction. Kartagians don't have airplanes but beam ships. The Kartagians have flight machines that are unlike airplanes on Earth. They are more like beam ships and they are used to drop their deadly weapons out of them. They also shoot rockets and guide them down onto their enemy. The rockets are similar to those used on Earth for launching satellites except that their technology and methods for propulsion are different. Their atomic missiles are very dangerous and stronger than those used on Earth. Laser system in Nepean galaxy. Galaxy of Nepean, the system of laser. 700 sextillion light years away from Earth is the galaxy of Nepean and the star system of Laser with two sister planets of immense size and a giant moon of the sister worlds. The moon is nearly 520 times greater than the Earth. One of the two planets is inhabited by human life. It is similar in size to the Earth with an oxygen atmosphere. In many respects, it is similar to the planet Venus. It has quite primitive plant and animal life. In earlier times, it was more populated, but a cosmic event destroyed everything and reduced it to stone for millions of years. For some millenniums, conditions have changed and new life is developing on its own. It gives off different colors from its wastelands, water, and forest regions. It has desert-like landscapes that consist partly of massive rock, mountains, and very fried and brittle stones that slowly erode to sand again. Over the course of time, it will change into soil. The mountains are no taller than 2,000 meters and look similar to the mountains on Venus, Nebo planet of the Crux system in the Biberas galaxy. Hyperleap to Nebo in the Crux system of Biberas. In the Biberas galaxy within the Crux solar system, lies the planet of Nebo. In earlier times, many space traveling races have desired to come to this planet because it contains extraordinarily large animals. Although many ancient worlds have various kinds of animals, this one has large and dangerous dinosaurs. On ancient worlds with such creatures, human beings do not yet exist in normal evolution. But, there are human beings the now that were displaced the from another world. These humans are not like normally developed species of humans because they have become wild and degenerate. Over the course of many millenniums, they have developed wild attitudes, as was once the case on Earth. On Nebo, there were two different human races that constructed research stations in different locations on the planet and explored the world for many years. As on Earth, they constructed pyramids with strong walls that protected them from the wild and hostile environment. But a cosmic catastrophe damaged the home world of one of the races living on Nebo and they were unable to return there. In addition, the other race suffered from a mysterious and deadly epidemic that also prevented them from returning to their home world. In time, their entire technology deteriorated and was lost in the wet, tropical climate. They could only watch the decay of their technology and hope for a rescue, which did not occur in time. Their descendants became primitive and adapted themselves to the wild and barbarous world, Nazca system. ETs brought Christianity to Nazca, then hostilities. A group of extraterrestrials from a planet in the Nazca system lived on Earth 1,067 years ago. They mixed with Earth humans and lived on Earth for about 50 years, studying the Christian religion. They took those teachings to their home planet and many temples to God were built on Nazca planets. Within only 5 years, hostilities broke out between families over these religious ideas. The violence increased and spread to other planets, causing war which lasted 7 years and destroyed many stars and planets. It even created a black hole in the Nazca galaxy. Prior to this, this region of space had lived in peace for 17,000 years. Other extraterrestrials finally intervened to stop the wars and they forbid the Nazca people from ever returning to Earth. Taro system in Mara galaxy. Galaxy of Mara, the system of Taro. 30 trillion light years from Earth, there is an enclave of stars in the Mara galaxy of the Taro system. Most worlds there appear blue in color and are actively volcanic. Millions of years from now, the first signs of life will develop there. Time travelers. Time travelers occasionally appear from the past. It always happens that time travelers appear from the past and often bring with them great problems. They are often unable to find their home worlds or they find them completely destroyed. Here and there, strange looking creatures appear and have come to the Earth in the past and will come again in the future. Sometime travelers have crashed on Earth in earlier ages and were never able to leave. As time passed, many of these beings eventually died, became degenerated, or mixed in with Earth humans. Many time travelers never find their home worlds again and just settle wherever they can. They also lose their way in the vastness of space and die. They are able to travel for millenniums or even millions of years while, for them, they experience only a few minutes or years of time. Future Earth world sometimes come into our time. The inhabitants of Earth at TMS future sometimes penetrate into the current epoch of time on Earth. Zeta Reticuli intelligences. The Zeta Reticuli are a peaceful extraterrestrial race that have come to the Earth from a planet in the Zeta Reticuli star system, 37 light years from Earth. They are humanoid in appearance with a small body size of between 126 and 163 centimeters tall. Their spacecraft is similar to the Pleiadian ships and are extremely well equipped for space travel. The atmosphere of their home world is similar to Earth's TMS atmosphere, and the entities are able to breathe here without much difficulty. They wear close-fitting, filter, dress suits, which offer protection for them in some ways. The Pleiadians first discovered their presence here when they abducted two Earth humans for the sake of study on September 19, 1961.